The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Remember, Kid of the Week leads to Kid of the Year. Do you know a kid doing something great between the ages of 5 and 18? Submit that entry to Kid of the Week. You can do it by going online at WGNradio.com/contests. And we'll pick a 2016 Kid of the Year at the end of the year with a $5,000 prize, courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch, where you can see all the inventory at RayandRaymondDeals.com. And that job, again, will fall on the shoulders of Mary Vandevelde and Dave Ennett, because Andrea and I were too smart to get involved in nonsense. Today is a special Kid of the Week. 18-year-old Austin is about to join us, and Austin Antle, I believe the last name is Antle. Entire town of Hobart, Indiana, turned out to welcome Austin home about 6 months ago. He was riding his new dirt bike and slammed into a tree. And doctors and the best medical minds were very doubtful that he'd make it through the first night. And through perseverance and prayers and, frankly, flatly a miracle, Austin is not only alive, he is thriving and getting a little bit better every day. And we are proud to say that Austin is this week's Kid of the Week. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for doing this, but mostly I couldn't be more thrilled for you and more proud of you for all you've done so far to recover.
Thank you.
What did it make you think when you came home Sunday and saw everybody in Hobart turn out to greet you?
I thought it was unbelievable.
And what's your day like now? Do you have certain stuff you have to do each day as you recover?
Therapy.
Right. So physical stuff and just trying to get everything working in the same way again?
Yeah.
Right. What's your goal, bud? What do you want to do? Because, you know, you got your whole life in front of you now.
I want to get into the operators.
He wants to get operating engineers.
And that's one. Yeah, that's Dad, by the way. Operating engineers do what, Dad?
We build stuff. We are crane operators, bulldozer operators, backhoe operators, heavy equipment.
And Dad's standing by to do the right thing. It's all dads do, because it's not easy for Austin to get on the phone with me and talk about this either. Not because he's necessarily emotional about it, but he's just getting out of the hospital and getting all the wiring right again and getting everything going in the right direction. As I said, Dad, how are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. We're on day 199 since the day of the injury, and he's improving big time. Ever since he got home, he can talk better. He's sleeping very good.
Well, sleep is a big part of it, right? Big deal.
Oh, yes. It's a big deal. He needs to get his rest. And if you were to see him smile more and more every day, that's what makes his mom and I extremely happy.
I'll bet. And Austin, we have some stuff we're going to send you just as Kid of the Week. I don't think there's any diet restrictions, right? You probably wouldn't mind a pizza, would you?
No.
Okay.
He loves pizza.
And for your whole family, I mean, it had to be so incredibly moving to see everybody in Hobart turn out to welcome Austin home.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. There were, you know, a couple hundred people out there saying prayers, screaming and crying, and motorcycles, and the mayor over it, the whole city, the first responders. It was unreal. It was beautiful to see, and we thank all of them for what they've done for all of us.
Austin, you must be a heck of a kid, because there's an awful lot of people that love you long before this accident and forevermore. So I hope that makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bud. Well, you keep up the hard work, and, you know, literally one foot in front of the other. That's how you're going to get this done. And with your family support and the town of Hobart support, very proud to have you as Kid of the Week. And, Dad, you're a good man.
Thank you. His mom's a good mom, too. She's sitting here by listening.
Oh, I didn't know she was with you. Oh, well, enough with you knuckleheads. Let me say hi to Mom for a second.
Well, hang on. Here she is.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. What's your first name, Mom?
Larissa.
I can't imagine what your family's gone through, but to have Austin get up and say hi on the radio and stuff after what you've been through and what he's been through, that's just a continuation of the miracle, I guess.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that he's home. This is all I wanted.
Yeah, one step at a time, right? The goals in life change, but now the goals are endless. You guys can just keep taking more steps. Tomorrow's another day, and then next week, who knows what it'll do?
Absolutely. Every day he does something different to amaze us.
Well, and thanks to everybody in Hobart. You know, in a world of bad news, you hear stories like this, and we can't begin to understand what your family has gone through and what you'll go through, and Austin, what you've gone through. But this makes everybody feel better about all of us, I think, too. So thank you for sharing the story.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Austin, have a good day, buddy. You're always welcome here, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All the best. That's Ken and what was mom's name?
Larissa or Clarissa?
Larissa or Clarissa. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The phone was a little fuzzy.
What a great family.
Yeah. So and Sunday.
Such a great support system, too, for him.
There's a Facebook page called Awesome Prayers for Austin. And on Sunday, and it's got, I don't know, 3,000 members or something at this point. But on Sunday when he came home, he just got out of RIC on Sunday, mm-hmm. Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. And it started out with a few dozen family and friends, and then suddenly it's hundreds of people on motorcycles and cars and police and firefighters, all escorting Austin from I-65 to Festival Park downtown to show him how much everybody cares about him.
It's an unbelievable story. It's a miracle he's alive.
It's unbelievable.
And then talking to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
I hope he didn't get up early for me. Go back to bed, Austin. Get some rest.
Give him two pizzas.
Yeah, really.
So we got more than pizza, too. It's not just our friends at Lou Malnati's. We'll send him everything, and as always, we'll send him when he's ready to drive again at some point, one of Rokon's cars.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So it's the least Ro can do. Congratulations, Austin. You're a phenomenal kid of the week, and you got a brilliant family, and that's what love can do, kids.